Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hey everyone, Sean here, and I'm in a new show. I'm also in this show, but I'm also in another show, and I'm so excited to tell you about it. So our good friends over at Facing Fate and Dungeons & Dragons came up with this awesome idea for a new Facing Fate season, and it's called Facing Fate Black Knight. And let me tell you, it is so much fun. Think of a total mashup of a horror tragedy mixed with a comedy throw up of reality television, and you have Facing Fate Black Knight. I get to play two different characters, and I had such a blast, like I always do with that crew. So check it out. It is amazing. But come on, let's be honest. Do you really want to like hit stop and then go find something and search for it? Like, you just settle down, right? You're just like, I just got everything situated and hit play. So don't worry, I got you. Because right now, I'm going to play episode one of Facing Fate Black Knight.
Ah, long week. But it's all been worth it for this. Soul Survivor season premiere.
Yeah.
Where's the remote?
Hey, Martha. Where's the remote control?
Oh. Never mind. It was in the Broomblatt's cage again.
Oh, hey, Martha, grab the tiny blister pop and squeezes. I forgot them in the kitchen. And hurry, the show's about to start.
Did you want butter?
Yeah. Cover those poppers in butter, baby.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, shh. Oh, Zorn, shh. It's on, shh.
Greetings and salutations. It is I, your faithful host,
Steve McFlinterson, standing here on this pristine, beautiful beach in the middle of the ocean, awaiting the arrival of this season's Soul Survivor contestants. Our team has been hard at work setting up all manners of challenges, obstacles, and psychological traps to grind down our challengers this season. Oh, this is gonna be fun! Live-action role-players from across Earth have been called on to put their skills to the test in a beautiful remote location. They must be cunning, crafty, and bloodthirsty, as our challengers will be put up against the returning crowd-favorite executioner, the Black Knight. One will survive and live to be this season's Soul Survivor. High above the crashing waves and definitely not shark-infested waters. Definitely not. Our first team is aboard the Soul Survivor helicopter en route to this year's location. Let's take this time as they're getting to know each other and get to know them. Find out what in the nine hells brought them to Soul Survivor. This season's first contestant...
Hi! I'm Sequoia! Sunflower. I renamed myself when I was 22.
Whoa, did you see that bird? It just almost hit the plane.
I'm Sequoia, mom of six, homemaker, but really out there in the community.
Jim is pulling my ears again.
Boys, am I right? Six boys. Well, one second.
Yeah, but it hurt.
Sort it out, problem solved. Anyway. We live out here in the country, and, I just like to spend my days in my organic garden, and obviously homeschooling all my boys, and just living a really fulfilling life here.
Sequoia, tell us a little bit about your LARP persona.
When I'm LARPing, I completely transform into my moon elf druid spirit named Isla Stardust. I really feel like... You know, if I could have been born non-human, I really think I would have come as a druid elf.
Very earthy, very on brand. I love it. Why did you apply now to Soul Survivor, my dear?
I applied to Soul Survivor because, well, I don't watch much TV, but just, you know, being in the LARPing community, really wanting to get out there and show that this is, it's a therapeutic way to really connect with your soul. And I just think that that would be a really great way to get the word out.
Get the word out? Get the word out for what? Never mind. What specifically do you have to bring to your team?
Well, I don't want to brag, but I come with a specific set of skills. I am a certified herbalist. I am a yoga instructor. I forage with a group of the homeschooling community. We forage mushrooms, herbs, that kind of stuff. And I'm an organic gardener. What else do you need on a deserted island, am I right?
Oh, so right. Not knowing who else is on your team yet, why do you think you will win Soul Survivor?
I'll win Soul Survivor because karma. You know, you do a lot of good in the world, and it's just going to come back to you.
Mommy! Mommy! Jimmy ate one of the black mushrooms, and he's not moving!
Oh, shit!
I'm bleeding again!
Put some comfrey on it!
Well, Sequoia's got her hands full at home. We know that translates to fan-favorite crowd-pleasing behavior in the game. With an interesting background keeping it mysterious, let's move on to our next contestant in Soul Survivor.
As natural as I feed those rabbits, you definitely don't want to eat their excrement.
It's like we're in love!
Oh, Carl! Say, I love that
just Carl.
Crystal is beautiful.
Just Carl!
Okay, Carl, tell us a little bit about your LARP, your live-action role player persona.
Carl is my, My LARP persona is...
Yeah, but...
Carl.
Oh, okay. But like what class or race specifically are you...
Are you mic'd? Lift your shirt. Let me see your belly.
Well, we're all mic'd, Carl. This is for a TV show.
I'm not feeling comfortable about this.
No worries. Let's just move on to the next question. This is going to be an interesting one. Why did you apply to Soul Survivor?
The boys and I were drinking. It was a bit of a lark. You know, I saw the ad and put my... I may have been a little drunk, or other things. It was really excited to be here.
Great. What do you have to offer your team?
I feel like I'm a natural leader.
That's it?
Yeah. Leadership.
Okay. With all of those skill, why do you think that you will win Soul Survivor?
Who else is gonna win? a bunch of pansies running around, outfits and fake swords. You know, I think I have it down. I think I'm gonna come out on top.
Yeah, Carl. I think we got everything we need here. I think you're gonna make it to the end.
Are we done?
Who doesn't love a contestant who thinks everybody's out to get them? I know I do. Before we get to our next contestant, we'd like to remind you that coming up at 9, we have Facing Fake Cthulhu. Three investigators get wrapped up in a missing persons case that's more than it appears to be. Find it right here in the Facing Fake feed. Facing Fake Cthulhu, it'll keep you guessing. Now let's get on to our next contestant. Shocked and surprised that his mother let him out of the basement. But we're gonna meet him right now.
We haven't actually been...
Hey, Grant checking in. So I'm like a graphic designer, but only part-time. You know, just whenever I need some spare cash. Other than that, I love reality shows, and I've watched them all, and I think I've got a pretty good shot at taking home the prize money for this one. My LARP persona is Grylin the All-Powerful. He's a drow wizard, and he's seriously cool. All sorts of cool spells, but we'll get to that later on. Why did I apply? Well, as I mentioned, really into like the reality TV show thing, and I think, you know, I'm gonna win that money and get my own place. I've been just crashing with my mom for the last little bit, and you know, this prize money's gonna go like a long way for that. What do I have to offer the team? Well, like, knowledge, gameplay, I'm real good at puzzles. So, like, I think I can tackle all that. And why do I think I'm gonna win Soul Survivor? Good peacemaker, deal broker kind of guy. I just don't like upsetting people, so I think I'll just be a good teammate, and I'll be everyone's friend, and then I'll win.
Well, it's really good that you asked and answered all the questions there, Grant. You really go-getter. Real go-getter.
Grant, we got a phone call for you. It's the bank on three, line three.
Oh, line four is your mom.
Seven is your broker.
Where'd we get all these phone lines from?
The toy store on line six there, Grant.
Now that's what I'm going to take.
Oh, wait, that was your mom.
She did it again. She's crafty.
That Grant, he's a popular chap living with his mom down there. Let's move on to the final contestant in our first team, who thankfully has a little bit more experience being in front of a camera. Let's meet them right now.
Hey, I'm Hannah.
Are the three of us supposed to be on one side?
Yeah, I think it unbalances the helicopter.
Well, my name's Hannah. You probably know me from Insta. I'm at Hannah469. I am here because... secretly, it's like so nerdy. I like don't really tell a lot of my friends. I have like a Finsta account for all of this stuff, but like I love dressing up as this like beautiful ethereal elf and like pretending to cast spells and going out to the woods and my outfits. Oh my God, my outfits are unbelievable.
Hannah, we love that you're here, but why did you apply to be on Soul Survivor?
I applied because I think that I bring like a little special extra pop to everything that I do, and I kind of want to make the LARPing thing a little bit less nerdy and make people realize how like totally cool it is to express this inner part of yourself.
And what are you bringing to the table, Hannah? Tell us, be straight with us. What do you have to offer your team?
Well...
oh my God, I think that's Hannah. I think that's Hannah 469 over
there. Oh my gosh, it's Hannah 469!
Oh my God, I think it's Hannah! Can I take a picture with you, please, Hannah? I'm so sorry.
Just come over. Let's just grab selfies. Grab selfies.
Oh God, I'm gonna drop my phone. Oh no. Okay. Oh, thank you.
I think that's really what I bring. I just love meeting people. I love experiencing new things. I'm really good at like bringing people together. So I think I'm gonna be a good teammate that's gonna really help everybody just have like the best time.
Love it. It's good to be a real people person, but why is that gonna bring you to the end? Why do you think you're gonna win Soul Survivor, Hannah?
I think that I'll probably win because people will probably like me too much to like really try to get rid of me right away. I'm usually like pretty well liked right away. I'm pretty smart. I'm good at like, I've been like camping a few times and obviously I like go to Burning Man and Coachella. So I like have a lot of experience kind of like in the elements. So I think I'm pretty well positioned to win.
Well, there we have it. Four players from the first team. Coming up right after the break, this team is going to be flying high and making their way to the island. Let's see what challenges lie ahead for Team 1 of Soul Survivor.
Two worlds torn apart. Three unlikely heroes thrown into a mystery going back generations. Facing fate shadows. Find the entire season at facingfate.com or right here in the Facing Fate feed.
Oh, we're back? Yeah, okay. Back now with Soul Survivor. It's me, Steve McFlinterson, coming to you from a remote beach in the middle of the ocean. We await the helicopter carrying the first team to arrive here on location. Which I'm being told, oh, if we can hear the helicopter off in the distance, here they come. Little do they know that the challenges have already begun aboard the helicopter. We should be seeing them jump any time now.
So the equator, are we closer to, is this in Asia? Like, honestly, it could be anywhere.
Hey, I think you can see cameramen down on the beach there.
Oh, I see. I don't think that's going to tell me exactly where this island is, though.
But you're thinking, like, palm trees come from a certain place, and, like, cactuses come from a certain place.
Oh, Absolutely.
Igloos come from a certain place, so...
Yeah. I don't think that's supposed to happen.
What? What's not supposed to happen?
Well, the doors. What? The doors.
I'm sure it's fine. I'll ask the pilot. Hey! Hey! He's not answering.
His name is Derek.
Oh. Derek! Derek!
What? Sorry.
Derek!
What?
The back is dropped. Yeah. I think you hit a wrong button.
No.
But...
You gotta jump out.
We gotta jump out?
I'm sorry, did he say we have to jump out?
The first challenge starts now. Our contestants must skydive down to the beach, where they will be met with the introduction crate to carry them into the next challenge of Soul Survivor.
Right, let me look out the right window, and you will see an island. Down below you, there is water. I've been told to tell you, it's not shark infested.
Okay, so where are the parachutes?
Do you look under your seat?
Oh, it's like Oprah's show.
Oh my God, this totally reminds me of this trip to Costa Rica. This is so fun. You just have to, like, wait till you're clear of the plane and then pull it and just, like, you'll love it.
Oh, thank you.
So you just clip it here and then, like, you're gonna love it. It's so exhilarating. It's like bungee jumping, but, like, way better. You're gonna love it.
Oh.
Do you guys need help or? Oh. Oh, sweetie. No, you got it. This one.
Where
you're so messed
wrong?
Up. No, like, you put the top one in the bottom thing and, like, I don't even know. How'd you even get your arms in here? Okay, pull it off.
Okay.
Okay, and then through here, and put your arm through here, and then click, and then click.
Okay, got it.
And, okay, I'm gonna go. Okay. Okay, you guys are gonna love it. Woo!
Whoa!
You just have to channel your inner wind spirit. It's just one of the four elements.
As two out of four of our contestants leap from the helicopter, a realization sets in for Carl.
Hey, Derek!
What?
I don't gotta shoot here.
Buddy system. What are you doing?
Well, Derek, you see, I'm gonna use the buddy system here. And we're gonna go down together, you see? You're gonna bring me down and let me out because I don't have a chute, Derek.
Oh, Ralph packed it.
Yeah, Ralph. Right, Derek, right.
Thought this was for the next team. Well, okay, you can take mine.
Yeah, how about we just set this thing down, Derek?
For the effect, I gotta set you down, like, far away, so you at least gotta walk a little bit, okay, Carl?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I can walk a little on the beach, okay?
Okay.
All right.
As Carl's making deals already, Sequoia, still deep in meditation, realizes something's not quite right.
Oh, Derek?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't jump.
Why not? You were supposed to...
Well, I was deep breathing and I was connecting to the
Did you not
earth.
Have a parachute either?
No, I have. It's on right now.
Okay, jump.
What? I just right...
Yeah, now.
Okay,
do
I'm
it
just
now.
Gonna...
If you wait too long, it's gonna hurt.
Okay.
Oh. I was gonna say... Oh, she's gone. Oh, well.
Look, they're filming from the bottom. If they don't see too many, it's not... In post, it's not good for
I get it, Derek. You know what? I'm gonna look out for you. You know, I'm gonna remember this, Derek. I'm gonna be looking... You know, I got you when we land. I got you, Derek. You come and see me in about a week.
Back down here on the beach with me, your host, Steve McFlinterson. It's an exciting time as we've seen two of our contestants figure it out and leap from the helicopter. Hopefully they had their parachutes on. Should be any time now that the other two contestants... Oh, that looks like Sequoia gliding on the breeze. We're getting word that Carl may be showing up later. That's okay, cameras are in the sky and we're following our contestants down.
Oh my God, I knew this would be amazing!
How do we land?
With peace and serenity!
While Sequoia and Hannah's parachutes have deployed, it looks like Grant might be having some problems.
Whoa,
as his primary chute did not deploy, he'll be hoping for the secondary chute to take in action.
Please work.
Oh, and it made it! Looks like it's still gonna cause some pain as we... Ooh! Can you belly flop skydiving? Because I think that's what Grant just did! As our contestants make their way to the beach, I'm gonna go hide in the bushes here because I don't want them to see me until they've figured out this next challenge. But let's talk a little bit about next week on Soul Survivor. We're gonna meet Team B. That's right, two teams bringing the action against the Black Knight.
Will they have as much trouble with their parachutes? Will they splash down hard? You're gonna have to tune in to find out. But it looks like our contestants have made it up on the beach. I'm gonna have to be a little bit quieter so they don't find me here. They're looking around. I don't think any of them checked in with Carl before they leapt from the helicopter. Great teamwork to start things out.
So are we gonna talk about the fact that we left Carl to die?
Oh, he's not gonna die.
What do you mean?
Well, like, we all had parachutes and he didn't, so...
Oh my god, he didn't have a parachute? Why didn't you say something?
He worked it out with the pilot.
Oh. I mean, thank god, but I didn't even notice I was helping Sequoia and you. I just assumed he was fine. He was so, like, confident when we were getting on the helicopter. He didn't really seem like he'd want my help.
Oh, Grant!
Ooh, that looks like it might get infected. Grant took a little bit of an injury hitting so hard in that splashdown, but it looks like Sequoia's going into mom mode here.
Let me take care of this natural saltiness and acidity, and the pH balance of the seaweed is actually going to, like, really help you clot this, because it's quite a deep wound. I'm just going to wrap this around here. It creates like a natural bandage. It'll fall off as soon as it's ready. You'll barely have a scar after. It's practically magic. Isn't nature magic?
Oh, how do you know all this?
Oh, well, I am. I'm an herbalist. And, you know, just everything we need, the earth provides.
So, are you like one of those people with, like, the essential oil diffusers?
I do dabble in the oils, for sure. They have their place. Some edible, some not. Definitely, though, depending on the mood, where your chakras are aligned, a good essential oil, a good aromatherapy is exactly what you need. But right now, you need to stop bleeding. Okay.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Are you cut, too? I've got more seaweed.
No, that's... You're so sweet, but no, I brought my manicure kit because I wanted to, like, not be gross, but also, you know, like, little scissors and clippers. I thought it would come in handy, and it was small, and I thought something dropped when I jumped out of the stupid helicopter, and obviously that's what it was, so some, like... I don't know, Flounder from The Little Mermaid's gonna find it or whatever, I guess.
You know what? It just wasn't meant to be.
As the team rallies from an injury and a lost manicure kit, let's check back in with Carl and Derek.
Yeah, and I totally think I can help your sister out. Just have her look me up when this is over and I won, all right, Derek?
Yeah, okay. Oh, hey, you're Carl, right? Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah. Hey!
No!
Hey, go slow! Move slow there, buddy!
Yeah, sorry. It's just a letter. It's just a letter.
Am I being subpoenaed? That'd be a pretty shitty way to subpoena me.
No, Carl. Look, this is the reason you didn't have the parachute. It needed to give you this letter.
Oh, alright. Well, why don't you just say so? Alright, thanks. I'll catch you soon, Derek. Don't forget, see me in a week. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, a week. Aren't you going to be here? Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Well, I got to give me time. I got to make the stuff, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure. Hey, yeah, just head over. Yeah, just follow the sun.
This way?
Yeah, no,
this
way? Other way. Turn around.
Oh, that way?
Spin. Yeah, there you go.
All right, thanks, Derek.
Oh, he's going to die.
You're all right, man. You're all right.
Mystery abound. I hope we find out more about that letter soon. Let's check back in with Team A, who look like they found the customary welcome crate.
What do you guys think's in that?
I mean, what if it were probably food or like
supplies?
Towels or... Yeah. We should
look.
Oh,
yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Carl,
you made it.
How did you beat us?
Oh, hey. I just took the helicopter down, you know? Hey, I'll lend a hand here. I'm having trouble getting this open. You know what would be perfect? A little device that we could use to pry it with a metal handle or something? You know? I don't got nothing like that.
Well...
Anyone got a crowbar?
We don't have a crowbar.
No.
I mean, we could break a branch off a tree and try and, like, wedge that in to leverage it up.
Or maybe there's a big rock or something that we could try to, like, hammer it open with?
Is it made out of wood?
Yeah, it's a crate. It's a crate. What do you think crates are made of?
I'll go look for rocks.
Does anybody have a magnifying glass? We could, like, you know, do the whole thing, angle the sun on it like an ant and catch it on fire or something? I don't know.
Oh, that's so dangerous. My boys do that all the time. Not to ants. We respect all living creatures. But, you know, they have started the occasional small fire. What if... Have we tried to... Maybe we could tip it. and maybe try to bust it open by lifting it up and dropping it?
Maybe we just, like, slide it to the edge of the cliffs and tip it off the edge. Just hope it's nothing breakable.
We're at sea level right now. You want to push this
uphill?
Yeah,
I mean, we'd have to carry it up a cliff, so that seems, like, overly hard. We could just, I mean...
Fine. All right, well, you got a better idea. Fine. Here, I'll let you. Here, I'll just step back. You clearly know what you're doing. Okay. Here, trying to brainstorm, you know, all ideas are good ideas.
With Grant heading off to find some heavy rocks, Sequoia heads into the forest to find some pointy sticks and comes across some of nature's most beloved creatures.
I'm one with the earth. All living creatures are necessary. Oh!
As Sequoia bends down, she doesn't quite realize that she's triggered a tripwire, and a pendulum scythe is swinging down towards her head. Let's find... Oh. It missed. Sorry, everybody. She got the branch, though, so that's going to be exciting. Maybe when they open the crate.
Oh, look what I found.
I found this. It might... Maybe we could break it open with this?
Well, they have a rock and a stick. How crude.
What if we put the stick in and hammered on it with the rock?
Sure, let's give it a try.
Maybe one of them will accidentally hit the other one in the face. Let's see. Oh, they've opened it.
Grant, you did it.
I can't even believe that worked.
What?
Yeah, I guess just, do we just like, I'll grab this end and you grab that end and we'll try and pry it open?
This might be the group we have problems with. Where did Carl go? Does anybody have eyes on Carl? Oh, there he is. Heading towards a cameraman.
Hey, buddy. So, you know, look, I'm like you, right? Just a working guy. Working stiff. You know, so I know there's like a meal tent, right? Somewhere here, right? For crew. I know there is. You know there is. We all know there is, right? There's showers. There's all the amenities, right? So, you just gotta nod your head right now, right? Like, and I'll give you your camera back, right? Just nod your head. Just nod your head and I'll give you this camera back.
While Carl tries to infiltrate the crew's tent, the rest of the team is still trying to play the game. It seems they've gotten the crate open.
Oh, we got a letter, I guess. Who wants to read it?
I think Hannah should read it.
Oh, that's nice. Greetings, LARPers. The adventure begins once you survive the first night. You and your team must succeed in setting up camp. Succeed in surviving the elements, and you might be the ones to receive an advantage in the very important first challenge to become the sole survivor.
Okay.
So, like, I don't
know. Now it feels real, guys.
I know. It's, like, really happening. Okay, survive the elements. Should we, like, build a lean-to or... Like at Burning Man, quite often, you know, you like collect like the stuff and then you build it and then you burn it at the end. It's really spiritual.
Yes,
and
maybe. Let's see what we have in here and maybe find a water source first.
Oh my God, you're so right.
That's
I read
really
the letter
call.
And forgot. We haven't even looked in the rest of the crate. What if there's like a tent or something? I'm such a space cadet.
Hey, guys, I got some meals here. I got a vegan one. Here, Sequoia.
Oh, how did you know?
Oh, I don't know how I knew.
Are the plants ethically sourced?
McDonald's here. I got a brie and ham. I don't, that's too fishy.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, here you go. Okay, and a grilled cheese, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm happy with the McDonald's.
There we go, all right. Hey, you got it open! Nicely
done.
Yeah,
we opened it.
Nice.
It's open, and we have to survive the first night. We need to, like, build a shelter and survive the elements. So, it's on. Happening.
Okay. All right. Or we could just sleep in the crew quarters.
I really feel like you have like gotten such a good hookup. I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, I didn't expect McDonald's the first meal. That's
that
for
we'd
sure.
Have to like win some challenges or something first. I'm gonna really like having you on our team, I think.
Hey, all right. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a natural leader, you know. I'm good with people. Okay, this is awkward. I'm gonna go over here and eat.
Next time on Soul Survivor, we meet Team B.
Hi, I'm Myrna.
Name's Dale.
I'm Sky.
Cole.
And put them through a few more rigorous trials than Team A had to go through.
Well, fuck.
Oh, Dale, are you okay?
I think I'm gonna hurl again.
But until next week, I'm Seth MacFlinterson signing off. Thank you for tuning in to Soul Survivor. Facing Fate, Black Knight, Episode 1. starring Amy Moore as Sequoia, Carla Maxted as Hannah, Tom Laird as Grant, with Sean Howard as Carl, and Russ Moore as Steve McFlinterson. Editing, production, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. Facing Fate theme music is by Eli McElveen. Find Facing Fate on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Facing FateCast and support the show at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Facing Fate is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you love actual plays D&D, Hades, or Greek mythology and improv, be sure to check out Rogue Runners, Volume 1, In the Blood, to follow the adventures of Alexander the Great, King of Macedon, and Drunk Paladin.
Oh, sorry. I guess now I'm Alexander the Grump.
Rolf, part-time sorcerer, full-time boomer.
Is it a sex thing?
It was a sex thing!
Arete, stealthy rogue and even thirstier mobster.
Have you bathed and brought to my tent?
And Annie, legendary bard and chocolate milk fanatic. Together, these four wretched shades will battle their way out of hell for another chance at life, with a little help and hindrance from gods and monsters alike.
Word of advice when you're opening up these things, you're supposed to say, Olympus, I accept this message, in some really serious voice.
Take your place among the living again.
Your tactics are adept, if too elegant for my tastes.
My dear, saying no is never a crime.
You hit like a Philistine.
You're not getting out of here alive, wretches.
A pinky promise?
A double pinky promise.
When you die, you'll have to tell me all about it.
Rogue Runners, an actual play audio drama made during the pandemic, all while maintaining proper social distancing.
And I'll follow at a 6-foot distance.
How about a 5-foot distance for D&D purposes?
Sure.
Okay.